Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Breakfast here at the Yoke. We are just a few weeks away from the start of the high school football season, and joining me now is the first-year head coach of Chautauqua High School, Coach Tommy Heatherly. Coach, thanks for joining me this morning. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Not too bad.
So you step into an interesting position here, first year coming in after a team you're a little familiar with because you did a little punting clinic for them last year. But talk about your experience, playing college football, getting a shot at the NFL, and now coming to help these high school athletes grow as they participate in a sport you obviously love.
Yeah, no, I just feel like I'm going to be able to implement my experiences coming from a small town, probably not as small as Chautauqua, Kansas, but, coming from a small town, having that hunger for playing at the next level, and I know we've got a couple of guys that are very interested in that, and I feel like my experiences in life as a football player in my playing career will help out our guys on our team this year and years to come. So I felt like it was a really good opportunity for me to come to a small school and get that head roll. So,
yeah, and for those of listeners out there that don't know, Coach Heatherly was actually you were part of training camp and on the preseason roster, right, with the Miami Dolphins last season.
Yes, sir. I had a little stint with them. Was released prior to the final cuts. I think it was the final cut that I was released. Did not get a shot to didn't get that chance to play in a preseason football game, but definitely got the experience to go out there and compete at the highest level of this sport, and was very blessed with that, and no regrets in my career. Just very excited to move on with my plan B in life was coming to the coaching field and the teaching field. So it's going to be very interesting on this different aspect of the game. So,
yeah, I think it can kind of be a little bit, there's a little pro and a little con, because obviously you're familiar with 11-man football, but at the same time, you're coming in as a first-year head coach, and you're learning 6-man football and coaching at the same time, as opposed to learning 11-man football and then trying to understand 6-man. So it's kind of like a little double-edged sword for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big-time learning curve just being a head coach in general. I spent my last year as an assistant coach and special teams coach at Northeastern Oklahoma A&M over in Miami, Oklahoma, a small junior college that I played for, and, that's obviously 11-man. So my beginning of my coaching career began with, 11-man, normal, what I'm used to as the norm. And, there's definitely going to be some learning curves, and there have been, as just being the guy that people look to as the head role, and the 6-man obviously adds on to it. But I mean, I like adversity. I find it to really bring the character out of me, and it's definitely going to be a good experience learning a different type of football. And my guys on our team and my assistant coach Marcus Smith they've all been really along the way helping me out learn the game and the 6-man aspect. So, I think we'll be ready to rock and roll. So
when you head into this season and in the off season, getting prepped to prepare for the season, who are some guys that have kind of, stuck out to you that you look to make an impact on both sides of the ball coming into this season?
Well, we've got a young team. We've got 3 seniors. The rest are, we have no juniors, we've got a young team, and really what's stuck out to me is the change in the culture, just the change in the attitude towards hard work and really just dedication. We've spent, countless amounts of hours in the weight room this last summer. I joined Chautauqua in late May, and we started our weight program, my Summer Pride program, June 1st, and the boys definitely had a nice culture shock to what a summer weight program is really like. And, I'm running things in the weight room as if they were ran in college, and I've gotten them to where they hold themselves to a higher standard than they've ever held themselves to before. And, what stuck out to me is I've got a freshman snapper, sorry, used to special teams terms. I've got a freshman center, Dave Robinson, who has stuck out a mile ahead of everybody, I think, when it comes to the weight room aspect of things. This kid, when I first met him, was just out of shape, was not strong enough to, you know, start as a freshman, in my opinion. He was definitely going to be a developmental guy. But Gabe has come in, and he's really taken the weight room by storm. I think I don't know if he even could squat about 200 pounds when I first met him. I first met Gabe back in November. So, you know, Gabe's we did a max out day at this lift-a-thon that we did for a fundraiser, and Gabe let me know he hit 500 pounds on squat. So, you know, we're getting stronger. You know, you've got guys like Coy Ross, my seniors, Coy Ross, Blake Carter, Derek Thomas. These guys are just they're taking the leadership roles just like I wanted them to. I don't want to be the only one yelling and screaming to get us, you know, amped up for practice or amped up for a weight session. And, you know, we're really coming together, and I really see the culture on the field, in the classroom, in the weight room, all of it's starting to change pretty quick, I think. And I'm starting to, you know, hear talks around the school building from teachers saying that, you know, they're seeing a lot of difference in it. And, you know, it's definitely a pride thing, in my opinion. I don't think Chautauqua has had a lot of pride in a long time in football. And, you know, I was a part of a not so successful team in my career, and, you know, we still have pride, and I'm trying to bring that to this place, and I'm trying to bring these kids something that they've never had before. So, you know, we've got kids sticking out like a sore thumb, but I think when it comes to that aspect of things, though, it's Gabe Robinson. He's really shown himself, and he's just a 14-year-old kid, man, and he's I'm extremely proud of the seniors by keeping him on his discipline with his diet and stuff. So, you know, we're really looking good in all aspects of the game.
Oh, that's great to hear. And 500 pounds, that is something to squat, especially at that age. So,
yeah, I lift with the boys as well. I'm obsessed with the process of bettering myself physically, and I hate the fact that I have a freshman high school football player that can out squat me. So, you know, that happens, but, you know, he's an animal.
All right. Well, you know, you talked about, you know, having pride and all that in the program and with the team. And Chautauqua made the switch last year to six-man and went 0-8. And so this year you have a chance not only to pick up your first career win as a head coach, but Chautauqua's first ever six-man win and kind of, you know, set the tradition as a six-man team for this team moving forward.
Right. You know, there comes a lot of stress and tension when it comes to the whole winning situation. And, I mean, obviously I'm a young coach, and I know that a lot of people in the state are probably looking at, you know, hey, this is a 25-year-old coaching, a 25-year-old that was a kicker and a punter, not an offensive-defensive guy. You know, when I look at all of these things that are all adding up, I just sit there and look at the work that we've done. I look at the work we've done on the field, running, conditioning. The kids are in the best shape of their lives, man. And, you know, I honestly think that, you know, if we keep the championship mindset that we've got going right now and this new culture that we're continuously building day in, day out, I think I honestly have a firm belief that we're going to come out with a solid season this year. And, you know, I look forward to that feeling of knowing that I gave these kids their first win as a six-man football team, and some of them their first varsity win. So, you know, it's really encouraging to have that to look forward to rather than coming into a winning program. I like to rebuild. I've rebuilt myself my entire life. I've been a part of rebuilds. So, you know, it's just something that I'm used to, and I'm looking forward to that feeling of watching those kids celebrate a win. So,
well, and so that leads me into my next question. What are your goals for this season? And it doesn't have to be like we want to win X amount of games, but what are your just goals overall as a coach and then for the team coming into your first season?
My goals as a coach, just simply learning. learning how to be in that head coaching position, just learning how to, you know, inspire these kids to be the greatest that they can at what they want to do. You know, my roles are being their mentor and being the guy that they look up to and look to for direction. And, you know, I want to be the best at what I need to be at. And, you know, as a team, season-wise, just want to have that championship mindset. Win, lose, whatever we do, I don't want to go out going half speed. That is my main rule with these boys is, you know, if we're losing, we're going to lose full speed. But obviously the goal is for us is to win as many games as we possibly can and never beat ourselves. You know, if we lose, then that team that beat us, they genuinely were better than us. That is that's my mindset on the season. So, you know, obviously every coach's goal in a season is to win state. That's everybody's goal, and that's I've set that in stone. That's my goal is to be the best in the state, and I've tried to build these kids up as fast as I can and as well as I can to be the best in the state. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be a fun year, and it'll be a learning curve, obviously. But, you know, we're going to get there.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with me this morning, and I, you know, wish you guys the best of luck. I'm really interested to follow Chautauqua's season all year long, especially being our lone six-man representer in the area of teams that we cover. So the change, the six-man, I think is interesting, and I look forward to how the season goes for you guys.
Absolutely. I appreciate you talking to me this morning as well.
Thanks again to Coach Tommy Heatherly of the Chautauqua Hornets for joining us this morning. You've been listening to the Coach's Breakfast here on the Mighty 690. We'll have more interviews coming up after this.